Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is our favorite things.
Yes.
Holiday edition.
Ooh, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, listeners. I hope you're having a good time, staying safe. Hope you watched the parade today.
Oh, that's a fun thing to do.
Oh, I love the
parade.
Have
you ever been live?
I have not.
Neither have I.
I have not.
I have no desire, to be honest. But maybe when I have a family someday.
Take the kids.
Oh God! Get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, shove yourself on one of those benches, and be cold for like 4 hours, and then watch like the no. I want to sit at home.
This fantasy got very dark really fast, Kev.
I want to be warm.
You literally in 3 seconds were like, I can't wait to have kids and do this, and I can't do that. It's okay. No one's pressuring you.
I do enjoy watching the and I love all the performances that we get to have.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my God. I always feel so bad because they're dancing in the rain. And
I know, but they're not really singing.
No.
They recorded beforehand.
Pre-recorded.
I don't mean to ruin the magic, but.
What? And the shows you did on Broadway, none of you guys went out?
No, please. They were not exactly going to be like, oh, a little night music, please. I'd love to have a weekend in the country at the main Thanksgiving Day parade. It would be a great hit. People would love that.
Oh, I thought we would do Now, Soon, Later. Just
I mean, no, there's not a single song you could like
really
sing
excite
live
them.
Out of that.
Why don't they have an Elaine Stritch float?
Oh, see, just have her sit. She could have just...
No, but I mean, an actual, like, huge, like, you know how they have, like, the Elmo floats and stuff? Like, a huge Stritch.
Like a big balloon of her?
Yeah, a big balloon.
Like, in, like, black tights and white button-up shirt. And then just, like, flapping around everywhere.
I think that would be great.
I would love to see an Elaine Stritch balloon.
So, hey, Macy's committee, can we get that for next year?
Can we just get the big one? Get rid of Snoopy. That's fine. Just get
Stritch. Kids don't know who Snoopy is anymore. They know who Elaine Stritch is.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of world is this where the kids don't know Snoopy, but they know Elaine Stritch?
I love that world.
Mommy, I want to be a lady who lunches.
Rise.
Wrong.
Just kids.
I'm just screaming.
Great taglines for the kids. Hashtag I'm just screaming.
Oh, God.
We hope you're having a great time. Hope you're eating a lot of turkey. Hope you're.
And
thanks for letting us come into your hearts this Thanksgiving and listening to us.
I like that, Rob.
Thank you. I hope you're all playing us right now around the dinner table.
Can you imagine?
If you are playing us around the dinner table to your family, we're apologizing to your family right now because I'm sure they would love to hear more about Kurt Weill on Broadway and other great things
exactly.
That we'll be talking about really soon. You know, Kevin and I wanted to do something a little different for the Thanksgiving episode. And we have decided that this episode is going to be a favorite thing, but our favorite thing is going to be something that we are each thankful for. I don't know if you ever did that growing up where you got to go around the table.
We talked about that in the last episode. And it's funny because we are thankful in my family so much and we really like to celebrate together, but we don't do that where we go around the table saying what we're thankful
for. So this year we're going to go around our table and say what we're thankful for. So Kevin, do you want to go first?
Oh, sure. I don't have any notes for mine because mine is we are familiar with, but I'm very thankful for the fact that so many Broadway shows are being made into television musicals. I am thankful for the television musical.
Oh.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. I've been loath to have any sort of criticism of them because I'm just so thankful that they exist. This includes the most recent one that we had, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
That was done. And I know that, you know, you can read Twitter, you can read all of the things, and some people liked it, some people didn't like it. I had a great time. I thought it was a sweet version of the show, but I still had a blast, and I'm still so thankful that a whole new generation of young people take for granted that these have existed the last 3 years. Because in the last 3 years, we've had not just one network, but two networks do this now, Fox and NBC. We have live production. We have, that was just shot for it. It wasn't live Rocky Horror Picture Show, but they invested a lot of money to have it be done. And say what you want about the production. I had a great time. And all these young people now are going to think that that musicals has always existed that way.
Yes.
And they did not always exist that way.
Yes.
And you could say it started with Glee or it started with whatever, making it popular to listen to people sing about how they feel in front on the small screen. It's a little, you know, we didn't have that growing up. I mean, I watched the Mary Martin, Peter Pan. And you
if
know,
you were lucky to get a copy of it,
well,
from
yeah,
somewhere.
That's because my, thank you, Mom, because my mother had that. But
yeah.
We didn't, or the Roz Russell Gypsy. But it wasn't like I was grew up watching the television version of Rent or something, you know. It didn't, that just didn't happen. You know, I watched the Muppets and stuff that would have musical numbers, but
and it wasn't, and even if you did have these things, you couldn't talk about them with any of your friends at
that's
school.
Right. No one liked
it,
that stuff.
It wasn't part of it.
You're
wasn't
right.
It really wasn't being, it wasn't acceptable. It really wasn't acceptable.
And so I'm very, you know, even that Peter Pan that was done, the Sound of Music that was done, we're going to see in a Hairspray is being done on December 7th, I believe that.
Yeah,
is
Hairspray's up next.
And
they just announced this Bye Bye Birdie.
Jennifer Lopez is going to be in that, which is going to be awesome. And so I would like to see us maybe try our hand at maybe some musicals that haven't been, aren't tried and true. Like, because Bye Bye Birdie, how many times have we made that into a television?
Our third time, we
talked about it on one of our favorite things before. But the fact that it's even, we're doing them, and we're doing traditional musicals. It's not just like Spring Awakening or something, but we're doing the older stuff. I think it's great, and I think it's really special, and I think a whole new generation, it's going to create a whole new generation of theater goers, I hope, that will go to see the theater as they grow up, and they will see that the arts are very, very important, and just how special it is. And maybe we'll see arts getting back into high schools more. Maybe we'll see, you know, more fundraising for that kind of thing. Maybe we'll see money getting put in there, because I think that's where the future is. And so, yeah, I think that one little step along the way are these television musicals.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, because every time, listen, you can say what you want about whether or not you artistically agree with all the choices that
just
are
the fact
being
we can have that
there.
Discussion is pretty
but
awesome.
The fact that we have that discussion, but just think that while Peter Pan is playing, while this Wiz is playing, while Sound of Music is playing, there might be some 4-year-old boy or girl sitting in their living room watching and going, that's what I want to do. And in 30 years, that's our next Audra McDonald. That's
totally.
Our next Meryl Streep. That's our next whomever. And I think that is really important and really special.
That's exactly it, Rob. That's
so
exactly
what a great thing to be thankful
for.
Yeah,
I'm really happy that that's being done. And so part of doing this podcast, I was going to be cheesy and say I'm thankful for you in this podcast because it's cheesy. And to all of our guests, these legends.
Oh, my God.
But getting to talk with these people has reinvigorated and re-energized my love for this art form. That it's easy if you get sucked into the business side. It is easy to go down a bitter path sometimes.
Oh, yes.
And I have found myself sometimes inching that direction, but this podcast has definitely shed the light on why I love this so much. So therefore, I am able to watch these specials and not look, analyze, and be critical, because we can do that, but I'm trying to celebrate it and remind myself what it is to just be an audience member and to enjoy things for that reason alone, instead of just analyzing this, that, and the other thing, which the more you do of any profession, you see the ins and outs, and it's much easier to be critical because you know more and more about it.
Of course.
But it's also fun to just sit back and enjoy it, too.
I agree with you.
So, yeah.
I think that's really lovely. Yeah. That's really, really lovely.
What are you thankful for?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ooh. Well, mine, you know what's so funny was I was thinking about a couple of podcasts ago, we were talking about how I think we had on Peter Felicia, and we were talking to Peter about how, you know, I grew up in Los Angeles, California. We never came back to New York City to see Broadway shows. The only way you could really stay connected to the theater was, you know, articles. And, you know, I would read a magazine called In Theater Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anyone even remembers it. It was only out for like... maybe like 2 years at most, if I'm doing it. It was a weekly magazine, and so I would subscribe to it and I would read it. But I would, in the back they would have a classified section, and there was a guy listed named Robert Bonato, and he's going to be my favorite thing, and I'll tell you why in a second. Robert was selling playbills in the back of his magazine, or in the back of the magazine, and I think I might have been, oh boy, like 13 or 14, and I was looking for a very specific playbill to give as a gift to somebody. And so this was pre-internet, and his phone number wasn't listed, so you had to write him a letter and say, you know, "Dear Mr. Bonato, I would like to purchase this playbill if you have it. What's the price? Blah, blah, blah." So you send it off. You'd have to wait for him to respond, wait for it to come back. And he wrote me back, and he was like, "It's this much." Blah, blah, blah. And I wrote him back because I was young at the time. And I said, "That's great. That'll be about 2 weeks worth of allowance for me. And so in 2 weeks, I'll send you a payment." Wrote him back. He wrote back and he said, "How old are you? Do you like the theater?" And I wrote him back and I said, "Yes, I do. I'm really, you know," I said, "it's hard for me to get to New York City." And he and I became pen pals. And eventually what he did, and this is really why I want to thank him, was, he eventually not only sent me that playbill for free, he unloaded pretty much his entire playbill collection to me for free.
Wow.
And never charged me.
Oh, my goodness, Rob.
And so every couple of weeks or so, a big package would arrive, and it was not only all the playbills that he was unloading and sending over my way, but it was always a letter with, "This is what I've seen. This is what I thought of what I've seen. You know, and hope all is well with you. Are you seeing any shows out there?" So this is a man who was a total stranger, who did not have to do this by any means whatsoever. And I think by the time all was said and done, I think he sent me about 600 playbills.
Oh my goodness. That's incredible.
From things in New York to things in Paper Mill. All I remember was he lived in Vineland, New Jersey, and unfortunately, just lost contact.
Well, as you do,
you
grow up, you go to college, you do your thing,
you move on, and you know, things change, and
the internet gets invented.
So this was, I think maybe the last time I spoke to him, maybe it was 18 years ago.
What's his name again?
Robert Bonato.
Bonato.
Bonato. And all I remember was he lived in Vineland, New Jersey.
Wow.
So that's in addition to what Peter had given us, and you know, those VHS tapes of the Tony Awards that, you know, you'd have your parents record for you.
Totally.
This was the other way of staying in contact, which was you could read the playbills, read the bios, see the articles that were going on, and that would always fuel,
right,
you know, the thirst to learn more.
Totally. I subscribed to Playbill. I mean, I would get that mailed to me.
Oh, because they used to do the monthly magazine.
You could get it mailed to you. And they don't
do that anymore, right?
I probably not. I mean, I doubt it, but
Because they're all online now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, and you thought it was really cool because they took out some of the middle pages of the playbill so you could actually have the playbill for when you see a show. Well, there's all those inserts are when they had the magazine was like other articles that they would put. You know
oh
what I'm saying?
Gosh,
instead
yeah.
of like the cast bio, there were actually articles. So you'd actually get more when you subscribe to it. Anyway, I am blown away by this guy and the influence that he had on you, really.
Yeah, oh, and that, he would say, and playbill souvenir programs. Ugh. Like, and he never charged me. He never once.
And you never met him, and you, like, it was just this.
Never met the man, never shook his hand, never spoke to him on the phone.
Of a true pen pal.
Yep. And so, as I was reflecting on what exactly, and yes, thankful for so many things, you, the podcast,
yes.
You know, we're so lucky to have spouses that support
totally.
What we do. We have an amazing audience that is continuously supporting us and validating what we do, and that means so much to us. But I was trying to think, you know, if there was somebody specifically I could thank, because who was generous that did not want anything in return. There we go.
I mean, that's so special.
So Robert Bonato from Vineland, New Jersey, if you are out there, thank you.
You ever tried looking him up on Facebook or anything?
I did. He's not on Facebook. Okay. I tried to Google him. There a few names came up, but no addresses or anything like that.
Yeah, of course not.
And I think
it
if
was
I remember,
25 years ago.
I feel like when we first started speaking, he told me he was retired. He was a retired teacher, and him and his wife really just love the theater. So I'm hoping he's still with us. I don't even know if he's still with us.
Wild.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a really really good one.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thankful for.
I like that a lot. That's really, really wonderful.
So that's it. And, you know, please tell us what you're thankful
for. Yes, everyone.
And have a wonderful
Thanksgiving.
Safe Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Have the best time.
Till next time.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.